on 245 participants, so that would include the riders that added on to the bike.
Holy smoke, that sounds like a good one.
It has been a good one each and every year. This is the 12th year we've had it for Robert. And our goal is to be able to donate $10,000 each and every year to the Fisher House. So we probably met our goal.
Yeah, Roger, sounds good.
Well, let me see if I can get some additional check-ins and we'll get this started. QCQ, this is KAHJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net, looking for check-in.
So this is November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie, John in Tennessee.
John in Tennessee, you have a great signal into Ohio tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Net Control.
I have you down as the number 3 person in line, sir.
Well, thank you.
Roger, roger. Thank you for joining us. This is KAHJOY, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. That was a little bit light. Let me get my pen out and try to pick you up again phonetically. QSL, I'm missing the first letter. I know it's something Alpha 3 Foxtrot Lima November. What's the first letter? Victor, all righty. Toronto. Thank you, sir. I have you on the list. Let me continue to look. CQCQ, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Good evening, Bob. Kilo, Golf 4, Zulu, X-ray, and a Charlie.
Good evening, Jess. Booming signal tonight. You must have the amplifier on.
Oh, what amp? I don't own nothing like that.
Roger, roger. You're making a good trip on barefoot. Over.
Roger, roger.
All right. Well, as I was telling Bill, it was a busy day with Robert's poker run. A great turnout. 179 motorcycles, 245 participants. It was 75 degrees, a light breeze, and almost always sunny in Ohio today.
Hey, that's very good. Excellent. That's incredible amount of participation. I hope it continues throughout the year.
Yeah, it's quite an event to get done. Because the first trip, we leave the northern part of the county and transition through 9 different jurisdictions to get to what's called the Ohio Memorial Veterans Park, OMVP, and it is basically a Vietnam wall for the state of Ohio, plus a tribute to all the branches and all the service. But to get all those motorcycles with not stopping once through 9 different jurisdictions, 9 different police departments, was quite an event.
Wow, that is excellent. Well, good deal. Very good there, Bob, and I'm glad you guys had a great evening, too. I wish I knew that you guys were going to do that, because me and the Missy could have dropped by and partook.
Well, we do it each year. Maybe we'll plan for next year with you. So let me see who else I can get on the Liberty Net, on the log. And we'll get started, Mr. Jesse. So CQCQ, looking for additional check-ins on the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
KI4JCZ.
I heard a four call. Could you say it slowly and phonetically?
Kilo, India, four, Juliet, Charlie, Hood.
Alrighty, I'm all but one letter. Kilo, India, four, something, Charlie, Zulu.
Kilo, India, four, Juliet, Charlie, Zulu.
Alrighty, I got it that time. Thank you very much.
Hey, good evening, Mike. Didn't know that was you until just a second ago. Good evening, KI4JCZ. Good evening.
Good evening, you too, Jeff and Bob and everyone else on the list. Realized what time it was, and instead of going off into the Neverland and dreaming, I figured I'd check in tonight.
Okay, well, very good, Mike. We got you on the list, and back over to you, Bob. Let you finish communication, and back over to you.
All right, sir. Thank you. So, CQCQ, looking for some additional check-ins before I get started with the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Is this Jeff?
This is Robert.
Okay, so this is J-A-J-O-Y, is that correct?
Yes.
Hello?
Roger, Roger. Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Oscar Yankee.
Hello?
Yeah, I just wondered what kind of motorcycle you rode.
There's only two kinds of motorcycles in the world. There's Harley, and then there's a Parsley.
Okay.
Yes, I have fallen to the trap of the American Harley-Davidson motorcycle, an ultra classic.
Okay, that's a nice big touring bike. And I have a Heritage. I have a 1991 Heritage that's 30 years old and looks just as good as a new one. And it's good for a short, quick 250-mile Saturday afternoon trip. Over.
Roger, Roger. That has what, the Evo motor in it? Over.
Yes, it's got an Evo with a carburetor.
Nothing like the Evo motor and some carburetion. Can I put you on the log for the Saturday Night Liberty Net?
Yeah, you already have. This is N4XYC.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that, John, but yes, mine's an 07. I have to be, unfortunately, I only have 15,000 miles on it. I'm not an avid rider. I do enjoy riding, but I definitely should get out more often, over.
Well, that's great. You ride all that you can because when you get to a certain age, things start happening to your body. You come down with this or you come down with that, and that Harley sits in the garage more and more, and that's what's happened with me. But anyway, I'll get it out and get on the road more often, hopefully this fall. It's a 73, and I'll be listening in on that here.
Sir. Well, I'm going to open the door for this Saturday Night Liberty Nest, and I'll check one more time for some late check-in. So, good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Nest tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the Great Liberty Net. I'm going to open with the first verse of the national anthem. I have to admit, today at the poker run, I played the national anthem because I unfortunately didn't have a DJ. And I played the national anthem, the rendition from a group called Madison Rising. Madison Rising. It is a great version of the national anthem. Kind of aggressive, kind of angry, but it definitely is a wonderful way that we opened up our poker run. So the lyrics are, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in the air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does the Star-Spangled Banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave? And that ends in a question mark. With that being said, let me check one more time. Do I have any other check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Nothing heard. I have to admit I don't have stuff prepared in front of me because I was occupied with this poker run. But it's been a pretty busy week. Definitely some news. We seem to be inundated continually with the COVID. Now they're looking like they're trying to play some more lockdown games. And I've seen some articles and heard some talk on AM talk radio locally that the thought that Social Security and Medicare benefits, since they're paid to us, those recipients might be forced or mandated to get vaccinated because they're government benefits. But unfortunately, we paid for those. I paid each and every paycheck when I was working in the private sector. So I truly disagree with that, but I've not seen it on the national or the federal standard yet. So that's my only cue to open. With that being said, Mr. Bill, it's a pleasure to hear you in there with your strong signal from Pennsylvania, KO4FE, K8JOY.
Okay, K8JOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Yeah, Bob, that Medicare, they keep talking about Medicare for all. We have Medicare for all. Everybody pays into it, and when you retire, you get the medical benefits. That's Medicare for all. I don't understand what they're talking about. I know what they're talking about. They want the benefits, but they don't want to pay for it. That's always what it's about. Did want to mention I got a letter from an SWL, a longtime SWL, Rick Orr, down in Alabama. He's been listening to Liberty Net for, oh God, 25, maybe longer. He remembers Vic and W908G and all that. And he did want to write and say that KK4WX really blasts in down there in Alabama. He says he always knocks his socks off down there. So I wish Russ was in here to hear that, but Russ is, I guess, dominating the South with his signal. So anyway, nice to hear from a longtime SWL. Okay, get into these, back into the race news. I mean, every day there's a story. They just can't keep off of it. And this time it's dealing with the Asians. And this is the kind of thing, this story, once I get into it, they're talking about that guy that shot up that Asian massage parlor. And it says, headline here, this is NBC News, it says, why Atlanta spa shooter's Asian acquaintances can't tell us much about his racial biases. It says, although a Georgian prosecutor declared this week that no racial bias was involved in the Atlanta area spa shootings in March, experts say interviews with the suspect's Asian acquaintances prove little about Robert Aaron Long's outlook on Asian Americans. Long, who pleaded guilty to four murders that took place in Cherokee County and received four life sentences in a plea deal, told authorities he was motivated by his sex addiction, yet the majority of his eight victims were Asian women. I think there was one white woman and one Hispanic woman. Though his claim prompted outcry and protests from Asian Americans, prosecutor Shannon Wallace echoed Long's assertion, saying investigators had interviewed acquaintances and others of Asian descent who knew the suspect,
and none of them had ever seen him exhibit anti-Asian bias. Now, this is interesting because I can't remember a case where somebody killed white people and they started interviewing their friends and going into depth on their life and neighborhood to see if they ever expressed any anti-white bias. But anyway, continuing, it says, we've even considered the evidence collected by the FBI and our sheriff's office, which failed to show any type of history this defendant had with any form of racism toward any ethnicity, Wallace told Tuesday before Cherokee County Superior Court Judge Ellen McElyea. But that doesn't matter. They don't have any evidence of any bias against Asians, but that doesn't satisfy the agitators. It says, but experts, so-called, who are these experts, are said asking acquaintances about their observations reduces Long's outlook on the Asian community to those interactions, ignoring the colliding dynamics that led him to the spas in the first place, as well as the mindset on the day of the attack. Well, there's no evidence of anything. That's just pure speculation. It says, understanding the views of the shooter's Asian American acquaintances is less important than making sense of this crime. So even if the guy had Asian friends who said he wasn't biased against Asians, according to Jan L. Wong, professor of American Studies at the University of Maryland, College Park, that doesn't matter. He says, then understanding the ways in which the victim's racial backgrounds, gender, and vulnerable class positions contributed to their occupations, their need to be working in a spa during the pandemic, and ultimately being targets. What need? So in other words, there's no other job that these women could be doing besides being prostitutes in a massage parlor. And despite no evidence of racial bias on the shooter, there still has to be racial bias, and they come up with these convoluted explanations to explain why there just had to be bias, even though there was no evidence of bias. Stanley Mark, a senior staff attorney for the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund, a civil rights organization, said that in cases like this, prosecutors and police must primarily weigh the, quote, moment of the incident itself. Well, what does that tell you? In investigating crimes for racial bias, particularly from a political standpoint, it's routine to look into the suspect's background. I don't think it's routine. They never do it when white people are the victims, and gather information from his personal emails, for example. However, that's not sufficient to make a determination about his behavior at the time of the shooting. If we're talking to his friends, I think that's legitimate, but on the other hand, it's not conclusive. Mark said it's not his state of mind at the moment. He shot these people. That's what we're looking at, not past acts or slurs. So in other words, if there's no evidence of bias, none of his Asian friends say he was ever made an offensive remark or criticism of Asians, he still has to be racist, and that's why he shot up the massage parlor. Not for the reason he says. I mean, how much more punishment can they give him? He's got 4 life sentences. The guy could admit it. He could say, yeah, I hate Asians, and what more punishment can they give him? Says Mark said Long's attorneys likely insisted he didn't have any racial bias in an attempt to mitigate his intent. Well, again, there's no evidence. If investigators had heard from acquaintances that Long had acted in a racially offensive way, then such information could be used as circumstantial evidence or reflect on the suspect's character. But even that's not enough. From a common sense standpoint, it's not particularly likely that the shooter would behave with blatant anti-Asian bias in front of his friends, Mark said. You're still not producing any counter evidence. Long's killing of six Asian women at three spas, including one called Young's Asian Massage, is where focus should be placed. Mark said the suspect had admitted to investigators that he frequented Young's in the past. Listen to this, a historic sexualization of Asian women in the U.S., which is a so-called clear part of this story, is a result of the confluence of racist and sexist stereotypes and structures in the U.S., Wong said. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. Nobody forces these women to work in massage parlors. And, you know, I drive around the area here, and the only massage parlors I see are all Asian. I don't remember seeing any massage parlor that wasn't an Asian massage parlor. So talk to the Asians. Ask them why they're always opening massage parlors. Anyway, it said Long had told authorities that his act or his form of vigilante justice, taking it upon himself to eliminate temptation. But experts have noticed that such languages, who are these experts again? They keep quoting experts. Who are these people? But experts have noted that such language is emblematic of archaic beliefs that Asian women are exotic, submissive, and sexually deviant. And then finally, it ends with a statement that says, it doesn't matter what the DA says. Politically, they can whitewash and say it's not racially motivated, Mark said. We, as Asian Americans, we know what it was. So even without evidence, with a confession where the guy said, hey, I was sexually addicted to massage parlors, and I, you know, he was obviously mentally ill or crazy, and he, you know, in his mind, it wasn't stop going to the damn things, it was, well, I'm going to kill the prostitutes. But anyway, it doesn't matter, none of this, we all know it's racism. Anytime a white person does anything, it's always racism, it's always white supremacy, it's always the same crap all the time, even when there's zero evidence. Well, anyway, now the Asians are also complaining about classical music. Said Asians are represented in classical music, but are they seen? As reports of anti-Asian hate crimes spread in the United States earlier this year, most of which I'll mention, are not committed by white people. All the videos I've seen, it's been by 13%ers. Kim, who is an Asian American, was already disturbed by what he saw as widespread racism in classical music. He believed Asian string players were marginalized and treated like cattle, as he put it in a recent interview. And he felt his white colleagues in San Francisco, in the most liberal city on earth, who make up 85% of the orchestra, did not share his urgency about building a culture more welcoming to Asian, Black, and Latino players. By some measures, artists with roots in China, Japan, South Korea, and other countries are well represented in classical music. Well, I thought they were being excluded. There are actually more Asians in classical music than the percentage of Asians in classical music is actually higher than the percentage of the population. So it doesn't sound like they're being excluded. It says, let me see, it says Asian artists encounter stereotypes that their music making is soulless and mechanical. How about the stereotype the white people are all racist and white supremacy and they're suppressing all non-whites? How about that stereotype? Nobody ever cares about that one. Anyway, it says they are portrayed as exotic and treated as outsiders in the world with its main lineage from Europe. I wonder if a white person was playing doing some music in China, say playing Chinese music in China. Wonder if they would think that they were readily accepted or not, or worse, culturally appropriating Chinese music. Said they are accused of besmirching cultural traditions that aren't theirs and have been targets of online harassment, racial slurs. Well, you know, what goes on online is out of anybody's control. There's all kind of people out there making comments about everybody. Says it's not always, he said, you're not always allowed to be the kind of artist you want to be, said Nina Shekhar, an Indian American composer who said her music is often wrongly characterized as having Indian attributes. Feels very invalidating. Well, maybe she's injecting some Indian stuff into the classical music. Says a number of Asian soloists and orchestra musicians has swelled in recent decades, even as black and Latino artists remain severely underrepresented. Well, I can understand blacks don't want to be in it because it's something, it's probably loaded with white supremacy. Isn't everything white people do loaded with white supremacy? Anyway, it says, but other parts of the industry, including opera composition, conducting, arts administration, and the boards of leading institutions, Asians are scarce. A lack of role models has exacerbated the problem, artists say, making success in these fields seem elusive. At times, you feel like an endangered species, said Ziyong Zhang, the music director of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. Zhang is one of a small number of Asian female conductors leading major ensembles. Well, anyway, I'm not going to read anymore. It's just more whining and complaining. I mean, Asians in this country have higher economic status than white people. They benefit greatly from being in this country, and all they want to do is complain about white people. It kind of gets tiresome after a while. But I guess they figure they got to jump on the crazy train, too, along with all the other victim groups. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAA, JOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
KO4FE, KHLY. I like some of the terms they use. Emblematic. I have to look that one up. And why is it that the whites were so expendable and were always the suspect? We can be nothing but the suspect and the racist person in every conflict. Over.
Well, that's pretty much what they've said. I've read leftist college professors that said even if you don't do anything, you're guilty just because you're white.
How interesting. And you know, you made another comment. Almost all the videos I've seen, and I just watched one from last week, I think it was on either Greg Kelly or Finchfield, an Asian 60-year-old mother was knocked down a flight of steps in a New York subway with a skull fracture, and she died within days from the injury, and it was a 13%er that knocked her down the flight of stairs.
Yeah, Roger, and how many of these Asians have the guts to actually call out the 13%ers for doing all these attacks? They're always whining about white people and white supremacy, and it's the 13%ers that are doing most of the attacks against Asians. That's just cowardice, I think.
Yeah, so 13%ers often are the thuggery, so. Well, thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KHLY. Let me wander over to Cleveland, Tennessee. Considering I'm close to Cleveland, Ohio, This gentleman's Cleveland, Tennessee. Mr. John, good evening. November 4, X-ray Yankee and a Charlie. What do you have to open, sir?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everyone on the net, and especially the shortwave listeners. I was a shortwave listener when I was a kid, and I was very serious about it. I had QSL cards made up. I had several receivers and outside dipole antennas, and I really enjoyed the hobby of shortwave listening before I got my ham ticket on up into my 20s, mid-20s. So good evening to everyone on the net for July 29th, 2021, and I would like to continue on what I talked about on Wednesday night, and that's some Patriot resources that I would like to share with the net.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, the first that I would like to share is there's a gentleman in Cumberland Gap, Tennessee, that owns a business called Valor Ridge, and it's he is a personal firearms instructor, and he is on YouTube, and he trains. He is a former police officer and a former Marine Corps soldier, and also a former high school teacher. And the name of his business is called Valor Ridge. And I'd like for everybody to write that down, because he has a YouTube channel. And although most of the YouTube channels are censored now, Reed Hendricks, and his name is spelled with an H instead of a K on the end of it. I believe it's more of the European spelling of the word Hendricks. You can find him on YouTube, and he is a tremendous resource.
Could you spell, just so we have it correct, the term Valor Ridge?
Yes, you can find it with by Valor Ridge also.
And give us the proper spelling.
Okay, I believe it's Hotel Echo November Delta Romeo India Charlie Hotel Sierra, if I'm not mistaken. It's Hendrix, but it's sort of the European spelling of Hendrix.
All righty. That is a good point, Teddy. What else you got?
Okay, another YouTuber. It's called the Steel Report, and Steel is spelled S-T-I-L-L, and that is Bill Steel in California. And Bill Steel is a former newspaper journalist for the Los Angeles Times and also USA Today, and he is a conservative, and he has a YouTube channel. And it's called the Steel Report, and I would like for you to write that one down and look him up.
I jotted it down on my legal pad.
Okay, another one for kind of the younger crowd. His name is Tim Poole, and Tim Poole has a podcast that discusses current political events. And he's right down the middle with his political views, and it is called Timcast, and I'll spell that Tango India Mike Charlie Alpha Sierra Tango, and then it's got IRL on the end of that, whatever that means. So that's Tim Poole.
You filled up a whole line on my paper.
Okay, well, we'll save some more for the next round. How's that go? How does that sound? Well, I've got a few more that I'd like to share, so get your pencil and paper out for round two. And K-8-J-O-Y, Net Control, Liberty Net, back to you from M4XYC.
All righty. Thank you, John, appreciate it. N4XYZ, KAJLI. Let me step down to Toronto, Ontario. See if I can pick up Victor, Alpha 3, Foxtrot, Lima, and a November. Over. Speaking, I did hear you right at the end say have a good net. I am sorry, I'm having a hard time pulling you out of the noise. My noise floor is an F8 here in Ohio, so maybe on the second round I'll hear you better, but thank you for being with us tonight. VA3FLNKJY. That takes me to Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX and a Z, running barefoot, KAJOY.
Okay, very good there, Bob. K-A-H-J-O-Y in the Saturday Night Living Net. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, and a Charlie. Yes, this is Jesse out of the Devoted Frog State of Pennsylvania. Once again, coming to you live from home station. All right, well, Mr. Bob, good evening, and everyone on the net, thanks for joining us tonight. I wanted to bring up this article off of InfoWars. Yes, old Alex Jones' website, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of good information on here. I want to bring this story up because it's a good reminder of why things are the way they are. Well, it starts out with the FDA accidentally reveals a list of COVID vaccine side effects, including myocarditis and the autoimmune disease and death. Interesting. Why would they accidentally put that on there? Well, things happen. An FDA slideshow presentation regarding the COVID vaccine last year accidentally displayed a long list of possible adverse reactions to the vaccine, including myocarditis, seizures, and even death. The slideshow of the FDA draft list of possible adverse events and outcomes apparently during the public meeting by the U.S. Food Drug Administration produced Adversary Committee. Okay. Anyway, on October 22nd, 2020, reviewing the safety and the effects of the COVID vaccine, the side effects is headlined by the FDA Safety Surveillance COVID-19 Vaccine Draft. Working list is possible adverse events and outcomes subject to change. Possible adverse reactions shown in the FDA's working list includes things I'm not even, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm just not going to be able to pronounce half this, so please bear with me. I am not a doctor. Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute epileptic mellitus. I don't have no idea what it is, but anyway, characterized by a brief but widespread attack of inflammation in the brain and spinal cords that damage myelin. The protective covering of the nerve fiber, according to the NIH. Let's see, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, and some other stuff, convulsions, seizures, strokes, narcolepsy, and cataplexy, anaphyliac, acute myocardial infarctions, and autoimmune disease, death of pregnancy, adverse outcomes, other acute diseases, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, thrombocytopenia, and disseminated in transvascular, some, oh my God, this, and the list keeps going on, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even pronounce this stuff. Arthritis and, let's see, Kawasaki disease and the vaccine-enhanced disease. The list also notes multi-symptoms, inflammation syndromes, and children, as well as possible outcomes following vaccination. While the adverse events were generally discussed throughout the meeting, the side effects continue, were not covered in depth. These meetings came from the FDA after considering granting emergency use authorization to Pfizer and BioNTech experimental jab. So you can look this information up on Infowars.com, and the whole headline is going to say, oops, FDA accidentally revealed the list. So look it up if you don't believe me. The list is out there. He's got it. There's a video on it also. I will not play the video because it probably will be way too long. But also got something else here for you, ladies and gentlemen, that makes you think twice about what's going on. But hey, I have one audio that I wanted to play also, Bob, and it's going to be brief, so I'm going to pause real quick and let this video get started. I think everybody out here will enjoy this. Okay, this comes from, this is about the Madam Speaker of the House, you know the one, Nancy Pelosi, and this gentleman, Madison Cawthorn, is speaking, so here it goes. Oops, sorry about that.
Madam Speaker, you will not die. Your will has not been the force to shake the mountain. Let me assure you, your will has not bowed the knee of millions of my countrymen who refuse to heed your callous command. Inflict the rest on others for their own personal medical decisions is nothing short of a medical apartheid, and I will not let it stand.
That is Mr. Madison Cawthorn, and he is the North Carolina U.S. House one of the House senators there. So he's let Nancy Pelosi finally have it. Something that every American out here should dang praise, because there's not enough voices out here in this country right now, and everybody needs to be aware of it and start acting out and letting their voice be heard. And if we don't do it now, our country is lost forever. All right, Mr. Bob, I'm going to hand it back off to you and let you pick up some of the rest of these guys. And thanks for letting me jump in here tonight. All right, this is KG4ZXNC out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. I hope the audio was loud enough. So thanks, Bob, and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Back to you.
Thank you, Jesse. KG4ZXNC.
I'm assuming he is scolding the Nancy Pelosi because she is instructing the Capitol Police to arrest people that don't wear a mask, and you can only arrest somebody when there's a law, not a mandate. So she wants people arrested for no mask, and she's fining the House of Representatives for not wearing a mask. So that seems to be where that one's coming from, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct, because it says here, Madam Speaker, you are not God, and he lays into her. If you want to review the full thing, the full speech from him, it's also on Rumble. So, yeah, it's very interesting how he ignites the fire under her sex. So, I praise this young man for speaking out, and I hope the rest of the country starts waking up and doing the same, because tyranny is upon us, and they're already going door to door, and before you know it, everybody's going to either be subject to these draconian laws, or you're going to have to put up or shut up. Back to you, Bob, and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG460.
All righty, Jesse, and one other comment. You mentioned about the different diseases. I have to tell you honestly, at times when I bow my head and pray, I pray that people that have got vaccinated, that God looks over them and takes care of them. It's each person's personal preference to either take it or not. And I just pray that it does not cause harm. Unfortunately, it has to some. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, if you remember that name from the Cleveland Clinic, that's one of the things that she warned that in years to come, it could affect our autoimmune system. So of us that are older that have maybe taken it, we might not see it in our lifetime, but it's definitely a fear for 12-year-olds. And in that age bracket, they've got many years on this earth. So there is some definitely possible adverse effects that it could be to them. So interesting information. KG4ZX Tennessee, thank you. Let me jump down to Mr. Mike in Lancaster, South Carolina. Kilo India 4, Juliet, Charlie, and a zebra. Mr. Mike, please go ahead.
Check in.
I did hear a check-in.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much for calling me out here. I really don't have a lot. I'm just basically monitoring. As usual, it's crazy world that we're living in right now, and just to comment on Nancy Pelosi and Flynn's, yeah. I think Dick is absolutely correct on that. Everybody needs to be screaming, remove Pelosi, remove Schumer, remove all these people, because we are not being represented, any of us, when you have one party or just several people, one, two, three, a group of four or five people in our Congress and House of Representatives that are running. So how is that... that equal justice or anything? It's not. Everybody knows it. So, yeah, that's just a short comment on that. And as far as the other craziness, you know, before you know it, people are going to be saying that, you know, the sky is racist, you know, because some people don't like blue, you know, I guess they'll call that blueism or, you know, something like that, you know. Sun shines, you know, it's, sun puts out white light, so, you know, by de facto standard there, by their logic, you know, white light is racist, you know. So, it's by extension, and the whole damn solar system must be racist, so, you know, like it or not, they can't win, so that's about all I've got.
Well, it is interesting. Everything is seeming to be racist. The people, our culture, things that we say. I got a funny from somebody that sent me a little text message that said, They're going to have to change the name of the payday candy bar because it's racist towards those who don't work and collect government subsidies, which kind of is a true statement. Look at the Cleveland Indians. When people are interviewed, American Indians are actually interviewed, they often wear the Cleveland Indian garb, not because they support the baseball team, but because it keeps the thoughts of the Native Americans alive. But no, Cleveland, Ohio succumbed to all this woke culture, and they changed their names to the Guardians. And they're now saying they will ban any Chief Wahoo garb. Here's a baseball team that's not going to let you walk in with the old Cleveland Indians garb, meaning the Chief Wahoo. It's like they're just placating to this woke culture. It's really sad. So thank you, Mike. Appreciate you being with us, KI4JCZ. I did hear a person say check-in. Let me see if that was Mr. Frank. Go ahead.
Kilo 4 Whiskey X-ray checking in.
W2GIO checking in.
KD0RFA.
All right. So I hear KK4WX. I hear W2GIO, Mr. Frank. And Mr. Bo, you're sounding great in Ohio. KD0RSA. So let me pick up. I got to get to Mr. Andy, and I will take you gentlemen in line. So thank you. Mr. Andy, AB8MO in Bergen, Ohio. What do you say tonight?
Pretty good. So, let's get down to that. Bob, this is the
Alrighty, Andy. My noise floor is 8. You're an F9. Maybe some people didn't hear, but you brought up about the vaccination, about your age, and about the Cleveland Indians changing their name, which just really doesn't make sense. And if people don't know, the Cleveland Indians were not always the Cleveland Indians. They changed their name to the Cleveland Indians because one of their players many, many years ago was a Native American, and they made their name the Cleveland Indians in honor of one of their players. So definitely an about face. So thank you, Andy. AB8MOKJY. Mr. Russell, TK4WS, I want to hear from you, and then you need to ask Mr. Bill. He has specific information that relates to you from a shortwave listener. So KK4WX, take it away, sir.
Okay, Bob. I hope I can stay on here long enough to get my point across. I'm experiencing a lot of local lightning and thunder, so I'm kind of, as I'm talking to you now, I'm trying to watch the lightning map, so I think it's kind of out of my immediate area, but it's still within, I don't know, the 30-mile range anyway, so we've got to be real careful here. I'm going to continue on my usual rant, and I guess my usual rant and rave about the about COVID and the so-called vaccine, or I call it the shot or the jab. You can call it whatever you want. I've got an article here written by the Defender, which is a Children's Health and Defense News and Views. And first, before I start this, I'm just really shocked at how Fox News and all the other networks are just all pushing this vaccine. The jab. I'm not even going to refer to it as a vaccine because it's not. It's not a vaccine at all. It's a shot. And it's a horrible thing. This thing is killing. It's killing people by the thousands, but yet we don't hear anything about it. They're not telling about it. The only network I know that is speaking against it is Daystar. And Daystar is a Christian network that was founded by Joni Lamb and her husband. I can't think of the first name, but anyway. They're really good people out of North Carolina. And all of their shows, she's got a show that comes on early in the morning about 7 o'clock Eastern time called the Joni Table Talk Show. And you can catch it either on their app. You're not going to get it by the traditional means unless you've got your cable company is subscribed to it. But the best way to get it is probably their app. You can download the Daystar app. But just remember this URL. The URL address is called COVID.Daystar.com. That's COVID.Daystar.com. And you can get all the past and present videos about all of the people that she's had on. And she's had some really good people. I mean, some experts in their field. Doctors, you wouldn't believe the amount of credentials that they have, as well as attorneys. So now, the latest thing that's coming out is Biden, of course, is going to push for, all federal employees to get vaccinated. So what would you do in a case like this? I mean, this is clearly against people's rights. And even if you're an objector by religious means or whatever, you shouldn't be made to take this vaccine. But I don't want to go all into the legal ramifications of what
is coming across the bow now, so to speak, but I do want to read this about the Defender, which is a children's health and defense news and views. It says, in big bold letters, the title, "We made a mistake. COVID vaccine spike protein travels from the injection site and can cause organ damage. Research obtained by a group of scientists shows that COVID vaccine spike protein can travel from the injection site and accumulate in organs and tissue, including the spleen, bone marrow, the liver, adrenal glands, and in, quote, quite high concentrations in the ovaries." Now, all you people out there that have had the vaccine and the shot, and if you feel good with it, fine. I'm not talking to you. Sit down and shut up or turn the channel. But I'm talking to the ones who've got loved ones that may be thinking about taking this horrible shot, who may do irreversible damage to their grandchildren, their children, or even themselves. So it says here, the Defender is experiencing censorship on many social channels. Be sure to stay in touch with the news that matters by subscribing. Okay. COVID vaccine researchers had previously assumed that mRNA COVID vaccine would behave like traditional vaccines. The vaccine spike protein that is responsible for infection and its most severe symptoms would remain mostly in the injection site at the shoulder muscle or local lymph nodes. But new research obtained by a group of scientists contradicts that theory. A Canadian cancer vaccine researcher said last week, quote, "We made a big mistake. We didn't realize it until now," said Byron Brittle, a viral immunologist and associate professor at the University of York, Ontario. Quote, "We thought the spike protein was a great target antigen, and we never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein. So, by vaccinating people, we are inadvertently inoculating them with a toxin." Did you hear that, folks? You're being inoculated with a toxin. A toxin. What is a toxin? It's a damn poison. So let me go on. Bridle says, who was awarded a $230,000 grant by the Canadian government last year for research on COVID vaccine development, said he and a group of international scientists filed a request for information from the Japanese regulatory agency to get access to Pfizer's biodistribution study. Biodistribution studies are used to determine where an injected compound travels in the body and which tissues or organs it accumulates in. Oh, let me check everything here, make sure I'm still got low FWRs. Okay, yeah, I continue. Quote, "It's the first time ever scientists have been privy to seeing where these messenger RNA, quote, mRNA vaccines go after the vaccination." Quote, Bridle said in an interview with Alex Pearson, where he first disclosed the data, quote, "Is it a safe assumption that it stays in the shoulder muscle?" The short answer is absolutely not. It's very disconcerting. The SARS-CoV-2 has a spike protein on its surface. The spike protein, which is what allows it to infect our body, Bridle explained. Quote, "This is why we have been using the spike protein in our vaccines," quote, close to quote, Bridle said that. Quote again, "The vaccines we are using get the cells in our body to manufacture that protein. If we can mount an immune
response against that protein, in theory, we can prevent the virus from infecting the body. That is the theory behind the vaccine. However, when studying the severe COVID-19 heart problem, lots of problems with the cardiovascular system, bleeding and clotting are all associated with COVID-19, he added. In doing that research, what has been discovered by the scientific community, the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system if it gets into circulation. I'm on ID here. This is KK4WA. It says when the purified spike protein is injected into the blood of research animals, they experience damage to the cardiovascular system, and the protein can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain, Bottle explained. The biodistribution study obtained by Bridle shows the COVID spike protein gets into the blood where it circulates for several days post-vaccination and then accumulates in organs and tissue, including the spleen, bone marrow, the liver, adrenal glands, and in quite high concentrations in the ovaries. We have known for a long time that spike protein is a pathogenic protein, Bridle said. It is a toxin. It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation. A large number of studies have shown the most severe effects of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID, such as the blood clotting and bleeding, are due to the effects of the spike protein of the virus itself. And anyway, this is quite a long article, and it goes on and on and on, and you just wouldn't believe the crap that this not only the virus itself, but the vaccine is just terrible. Now, I've got something else that was just handed to me by my lovely wife, and this is just coming down the pipeline from America's Frontline Doctors. So I'm going to read it too while I've got the hammer. I don't know how much longer I can be on, Bob, so this lightning, it looks like it's holding off for now. But anyway, this is KK4WX for ID. On America's Frontline Doctors webpage, notice this big headline, Eric Clapton. Okay, some of you old codgers out there probably don't know Eric Clapton, but he's a rock and roller, and he's probably one of the greatest electric guitar player there ever was, as far as that goes, or one of the best, let's put it that way. Eric Clapton, after COVID vaccination, quote, "I should never have gone near the needle," close your quote. That says, Eric Clapton, after COVID vaccination, he says, "I should have never gone near the needle." It says the producers, Robin Minotti and Griselda, I can't even pronounce that today, forwarded a message he received from the singer, Eric Clapton, in which Clapton reports adverse reactions he suffered after submitting to the shot, regrets having undergone the procedure, and asked, "Where have all the rebels gone?" I ask you good people, where are all the rebels? When are you going to stand up and stand against this? Don't you find it just a little bit strange? I mean, really, come on. Don't you find it just a little bit strange that all the TV networks and everything are trying to push this so-called shot, and now our government's trying to push it? And what does Biden do? Biden gets up and he says, "Well, it's all the people who's not vaccinated. They're killing everybody. All the people that's not vaccinated, they're killing people." What the hell is he talking about? This guy is totally out of his freaking mind. I've never in my life ever even imagined such crap before. I mean, you mean to tell me that if I don't take the vaccine that I'm going to kill somebody? How is that possible? Now, as far as me personally, I've already had COVID. I know I had COVID back in 2020. So I've got the best immunity I could ever have as far as COVID's concerned. And by the way, I know personally people that are local people that are running assisted living care homes, and they've inoculated all of their residents, every one of them. They gave them the shot. Now all of a sudden, they're all coming down with COVID again. What the hell? You mean I got to take a shot and it's supposed to protect me from COVID, but then I wind up getting it again and I have to wear a freaking mask? Come on! All right, that's enough, Bob. I'm sending it back to you. K-A-H-J-O-Y from KK4WX.
That's correct.
You copy him, Bob? He's finished up.
Yes, I did copy. Russell, did you want to jump in there and ask Bill what he had to offer to you?
I don't know if Larry's in here. Who's in here that's got a copy on my signal? I've got all the power that I can turn on at present. And we've got a lot of local lightning and thunder, so I don't know who all's hearing me, but if anybody's hearing me, send it back to Bob and pass it around. I'm through with my turn, over.
Okay, right, hey, stand by, Mo, and Russ, this is KG4ZXNC up here, Jesse. Bob hears you okay. I don't know if you're hearing Bob that well, but Bill, KO4FE's got something he wanted to pass on to you.
Jesse and Bob is doubled.
Okay, I copied that. You said Bill said that he had something for me, KO4FE. KO4FE, if you're on the frequency, I'll try to copy through all this lightning crashes. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, KK4WX from KO4FE. Yeah, I got a letter from a shortwave listener over in Alabama, and he said that while I was always strong down south, he said that KK4WX just blew the roof off his shack with his strong signal. So I guess we can infer from that, Russ, that you pretty much dominate the southern states when it comes to the Liberty Net, over.
Okay. Okay there, Bill. Will, I guess that's a good thing. I don't know. But anyway, I'm running, I'm running close to the speed limit on power, so I couldn't go much higher unless I would break the speed limit, and we certainly don't want to do that, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that, but I just thought I'd pass that on to you.
I appreciate it, Bill. Hope you're doing real well, and hope your family's doing good. Back over to you, Bob. You can go ahead and pass it around. Thank you very much. K-A-H-J-O-Y from KK4WX.
All righty, Russ. Thank you for joining us tonight. KK4WX, K-H-J-O-Y. Let me go to Mr. Frank in Fishkill, New York, where they kill the fish. Whiskey 2, Gulf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank.
Yeah, W2GI overslept, GIO. And I'm reading about Eric Clapton, and it turns out, he says, Eric Clapton will not play shows that require proof of vaccination to attend. It says here, Eric Clapton fans who want to see him in concert could be shedding tears in the arena for not having if their venues happen to require proof of vaccination against COVID-19. Rock Legend said he plans to cancel any shows on his tour that discriminate against the unvaccinated. And this Clapton statement arrived on the heels of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's announcement Tuesday that vaccine passes would be required for admittance to nightclubs and other venues in the UK. British Rocker announcement was shared via the Telegram account of film producers and architect Robin Minotti. Following the PM announcement on Monday the 19th of July 21, I feel honor-bound to make an announcement of my own. Clapton statement reads, I wish to say that I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience present, unless there is a provision made for all people to attend. It says here, let's see what he said. Okay, he said he talked about his disastrous experience with the AstraZeneca vaccine, which blamed propaganda for pushing on him. Clapton revealed that he suffered from peripheral neuropathy and should never have gone near the needle. So there you go. And talking about the needle, I got a text message from a young lady that I've been friends with from since she was probably about 11 years old, from my old church, and she's got a daughter now that's a nurse in a hospital up in Albany, and they're going to require her to get a vaccine. And she doesn't want to take the vaccine for obvious reasons that it could have an effect on her ability to have children. And so I'm gonna meet up with her mom, hopefully on Monday, and I will open up any resources that I have money-wise to fight for that girl. So that's enough. I mean, I'm not going to tolerate that. And the other thing is, I just checked my bank statement, and I had sent a donation to Wendy Rogers out there in Arizona for pre-election, right? So I sent her a donation for the maximum you could donate, $5,200, on July 8th. Well, it turns out when it got listed in my checking account, the check was actually cashed for $52 instead of $5,200. Now, I didn't make a mistake. So, again, Wendy called me and said, hey, there seems to be a problem here, and the Wells Fargo Bank can't seem to get cash deposit a check correctly and record a check correctly. So, finally, today, I looked at my transaction statement, and I saw a check listed. It says check number 0, and it was for $5,148. So they finally got it straightened out, 20 days later. So anyhow, I'm glad to see that. I didn't want to have to go through any more ordeal. I already talked to my Merrill Lynch people, and they were going to be able to fix it, but I just let it sit, and it got fixed by itself. So that's it. Let's see, is there anything else? Well, for now, I'll just be listening. W2GIO. Back to you, Bob.
All right, Frank, thank you. A little light tonight. I think the band is kind of a sponge. It's not letting good, strong signals through, but I did talk to y'all on that, so thank you, sir. W2GIO, KJY. Bottom of my list is Mr. Mo in Nebraska. KD0RSA. Good evening, Mr. Mo. How are you doing?
Take it away, Mo.
Either he must have been having a hard time hearing us and either just called tonight. But Mr. Mo, if you do hear me, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry the signals aren't that good, but that sometimes happens. With that being said, let me break and see if I have any late check-ins. This is KAHJOY for the Liberty Net.
K1YW, Kilowatt 1, Yellow Water.
Up in Michigan, you're kind of light too. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Apparently you haven't talked that X XYL into a linear. Let me see if I can pull you out and give me a short, what you got thinking? And it says, why does the Epic Times defend America? Through a new initiative called Defending America, the Epic Times seeks to remind Americans of the goodness of us, our country. Such a reminder should not be needed. For its beginnings, America has offered its citizens the most important freedom, freedom of belief. It has been a nation where the faithful can practice their religion without fear of prosecution. By protecting the fundamental rights, Americans have asserted the dignity of each individual, having guaranteed the rights of free speech, press, assembly and protest, and property, among others, and so have opened the door to individuals who seek to better themselves, of which every American has the ability. White, black, Hispanic, every American does have the ability to better themselves, even though the press says we're all racist. From around the world, the best from other nations have been attracted to the United States. Those who've had the courage to risk everything to come breathe the air of freedom. Those with talent who simply wanted the chance to prove themselves. Those who wanted to give their families a secure and prosperous life. And so the United States has been a nation of immigrants. And it has been a nation of science, technology advancements, excellent education, and steady lifting of living standards. The United States has fought wars around the globe to defend freedom and, in times of peace, has developed institutions to promote freedom and prosperity throughout the world. No other nation besides America has freed so many other countries, especially during the time of war. I'll read two more paragraphs and then I'll get back on the list. But the essence of America is now in dispute, and we are in the time of crisis. Concerns about election integrity have cast doubt on our most recent presidential election. Demands for equity replacing equality are part of a general turn towards socialism. A cancel culture seeks to censor and silence those who do not toe the line of progressiveness, and throughout our society and schools, corporations and governments at different levels. This is a new taste of authoritarianism wave. In recent memory, the United States has unquestionable military dominance, but that is now disappearing. In particular, Communist China's immediate and narrow, intimate and narrow goal is to push the United States out of the Western Pacific. More generally, it seeks to displace the United States as the world superpower. China's campaign against the United States has been comprehensive. It uses cyber and conventional spying to steal the U.S. intellectual property and military secrets. It infiltrates and subverts American institutions, turning them to serve the Chinese interests. It also seeks to change American political culture, promoting socialism behind the scenes. I'll stop right there and I'll pick it up on the next round. With that being said, again, thank you for all joining us tonight. Let me go to Mr. Bill, KO4FD, KAJOY.
Okay, KAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, we got a news story here. The headline, let me just read it. This will show you how the police go out of their way to arrest white people and exaggerate charges. Headline says, this is off of WRAL.com. I guess that's a TV station down in the Carolinas, I'm guessing. Anyway, headline, stickers prompt intimidation charges against Kerry Mann. It says a Kerry Mann is charged with North Carolina's version of a hate crime after putting racial stickers on cars and in a bathroom at Mexican restaurants around town last week, police said. The I Love Being White stickers were found on cars parked outside on the border restaurant at 1102 Walnut Street and inside a bathroom at Totopo's Street Food and Tequila at 1388 Kildare Farm Road on Saturday. Mike John Michael Kant, 60, was charged with two counts of ethnic intimidation. His bond was set at $500, but police said he remains in custody. Now, I don't know about this. How do you get intimidation? I could see if he'd had put up stickers that said, kill all Mexicans or something like that, but I love being white. How's that intimidating to anyone? Anyway, it says, quote, I thought I was overreacting when I first saw the stickers and I got upset. Totopo's manager, Maria Bravo, said, it took me a while to actually decide to call the police, but I feel like these are the moments where we need to speak up, close quote. North Carolina doesn't have a law against hate crimes, but the ethnic intimidation charge makes it a misdemeanor to assault another person or damage or deface the property of another person or threaten to do any such act because of someone's race, color, religion, nationality, or country of origin. I don't think he threatened anything. Sure doesn't sound like. I love being white. How's that intimidating except to some kind of a lunatic leftist? Anyway, it says Democrat state lawmakers have routinely tried to get hate crime legislation passed in the General Assembly to expand protections and increase punishments for such actions. The efforts have never even gotten a hearing in the Republican-controlled legislature. Yeah, the Democrats would have this guy get 5 years in prison for putting up I Love Being White stickers. I just still don't get the intimidation factor with any of that. Like I said, if he would have said kill Mexicans or Mexicans suck or something like that, I could understand maybe they could get that charge, but I love being white. I don't see that as being any form of intimidation. But that's the world we live in. Okay, Daily Mail says Harvard professor who refuses to use the term pregnant people insists on woman
is accused of transphobia by her woke Ivy League colleague. Listen to this. A Harvard professor of evolutionary biology has been slammed by her department's diversity head for rejecting the term pregnant people and insisting on referring to people as male and female instead. Carol Hooven, who has been at the university for 20 years and received multiple teaching awards, spoke of feeling frustrated at the atmosphere in academia. She told Fox News on Wednesday that she was dismayed at the insistence on politically correct terminology, which she felt was misguided. The university professors were discouraged from using the words male and female and referring to pregnant women, she said. The terms were deemed offensive to the transgender and LGBTQ community. Well, they wouldn't want to know what I'd have to say to the transgender and LGBTQ community. I'd tell them something a lot worse than using male and female. Anyway, the professor says, I've been feeling pretty frustrated over the last 5 years or so. It's been gradual, she said. This kind of ideology has been infiltrating science. It's infiltrating my classroom to some extent. Hooven said that her lessons were focused on hormones and behavior, sex and sex differences. On July 13th, she published the widely acclaimed book, T, The Story of Testosterone, the Hormone That Dominates and Divides Us. She continued, part of that science is teaching the facts. Well, the politically correct woke tards don't care about facts. That's the last thing they worry about. All they care about is enforcing their Marxist ideology and destroying the country. Anyway, the professor said, in facts are that there are, in fact, two sexes. There are male and female, and those sexes are designated by the kind of gametes we produce. Do we make eggs, big sex cells, or little sex cells, sperm? That's how we know whether someone is male or female. And the ideology seems to be that biology isn't really, it really isn't as important as to how somebody feels about themselves or feels their sex to be. And then it goes on, talks about another reporter that was exposing this idiocy. It says, Hooven's remarks were strongly criticized on Friday by Lauren Simone Lewis, a 13%er, who tweeted, as director of Diversity Inclusion Tax Task Force for my department, I am appalled and frustrated by the transphobic and harmful remarks made by a member of my department in this interview with Fox and Friends. Well, it can only be transphobic if you consider facts to be transphobic. Sounds like this woman's a real lunatic. She said, let's be clear, if you respect diverse gender identities and aim to use correct pronouns, then you would know that people with diverse genders and sexes can be pregnant, including trans men, intersex people, and gender non-conforming people. That isn't too hard for medical students to understand. Well, if they have any basis in science, they're going to say it's ridiculous. She said inclusive language like pregnant people demonstrates respect for everyone who has the ability to get pregnant, not just cis women. Well, women are the only ones that get pregnant. It doesn't matter if they're cis or what the hell they are. A man cannot become pregnant. Then she says it's vital to teach med students gender-inclusive language, as they will certainly interact with people that identify outside the gender binary, probably like once in their lifetime. The numbers are so tiny. Lewis concluded that Hooven's remarks were dangerous and inappropriate. The dangerous language perpetuates a system of discrimination against non-cis people within the medical system, she said. No, they ought to have a system of discrimination against nutcases like this woman that's babbling on about cis this and cis that and diverse genders. It's enough to make your head explode. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Amazing, Bill. The bottom line is, if you have ovaries and a uterus, then no matter what you want to be called on your exterior, that's a female body chassis. If it has testicles and a penis and has sperm, that's a male vessel. And that's bottom line. But of course, we've got that all screwed up. And I think it's interesting about those stickers. In Ohio, there might be some liberal prosecutor that would maybe say that it was, you're being insulting. But at best, putting stickers on somebody's vehicle that says, I like being white, or in a bathroom at a restaurant, again, at best, that would be criminal mischief in the state of Ohio. Over.
Yeah, Roger, even if they wanted to push it, I mean, they could just take the sticker off and throw it away if it's bothering anyone, but to go through to go to ethnic intimidation, that's just ridiculous.
That truly is. All righty, thank you, KO4FE, KJOI. Let me jump down to John in Cleveland, Tennessee. N4XYZ, KAAJOY.
Yeah, KAAJOY in the net, the Liberty Net. I've been listening to the discussion tonight, and most of the comments and topics fall under what is known as cultural Marxism. And if you know what cultural Marxism is and what critical theory is, then you understand all this. There's plenty of YouTube resources. There's plenty of videos on YouTube describing how Hitler ran the intellectuals out of Germany in the 1920s. And they were communists, and they ended up in the United States, and they ended up at the Columbia University, and they were known as the Frankfurt School. And these German intellectuals, from the time they set foot on American soil, all they could think about is how they could overthrow America and turn it into a communist hellhole. And they've been working on it for 70 years, and they're winning. They are winning the battle. And there was an Italian philosopher named Antonio Gramsci that kind of came to the conclusion that a lot of Marxist theories didn't work. And what they had to do is they had to poison the roots of the tree. So they went after the social and the cultural aspects of America. They attacked America's culture, and that's where they poisoned the roots of the great oak tree known as the United States of America, and they're winning. So a lot of these topics that we've heard tonight fall under cultural Marxism, and it's an attack. It's a Marxist attack on our country. And we gotta stand up and push back, because they're only 20% of the population. They're no more than 20% of the population.
Well, it does sound like we have some work to do, doesn't it?
Yes, and one gentleman that I would like for you to look up, who for all intents and purposes is one of the patriot leaders of this country. He is one of the de facto patriot leaders of this country. And he's on YouTube, and he's on BitChute and Rumble. And his name is Matt Bracken. You need to watch Matt Bracken, and you need to listen to what Matt Bracken says.
because Matt Bracken sees what's coming. And he grew up in Baltimore. He's a graduate of the University of Virginia with Russian studies. He's a world historian. He's an amateur historian. And then he went into the Navy and became a Navy officer. And then he became a Navy SEAL, and then a Navy SEAL commander. He's the author of numerous books. And so you can find Matt Bracken. That is spelled Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Charlie, Kilo, Echo, November, Bracken, with an E. And it's most common, you can find him on YouTube on the Modern Survivalist. That's him and a friend of his from Argentina that lived through the Venezuelan Revolution. And I'm trying to think of his friend that's with him. But so anyway, Matt Bracken is one of the de facto leaders of the American Patriot Movement, and we need to listen to what he says. And one of the things he's very concerned about right now is the Americans that are incarcerated in Washington, D.C. for trespassing. They are in solitary confinement at the moment, and have been. And so we need to start asking questions about those patriots that are in solitary confinement and keep them in our prayers. So this is N4XYC, back to net control.
All righty, John. In fact, Newsmax keeps on bringing that up about those patriots that are being held improperly and really unconstitutionally, and that Marjorie Greene, Representative Marjorie Greene, I believe there's a judge that's a representative, and someone else has been very assertive, but they've been denied access. The Oversight Committee has been denied access to those people that are in that situation. So you're right. We need to continue. I've written to my congressman about it, to my senators about it. So I don't have a congressman because they got a vote on one. All righty, John. Thank you. N4XYCKHAY. Let me see if Frank in Toronto, Ontario, was kind of light the first time. Victor Alpha 3, Foxtrot Lima November. Mr. Frank, are you with us?
K1YW.
Mr. Jesse, do you hear Frank?
Negative, Bob. I do not copy him at all.
Okay, I'm going to just put down not heard. Mr. Jesse, you're next. KG4CX to the stage. KAKOY.
Okay, very good, Bob, and everyone on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXNC out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Once again, coming to you from downtown,
Pennsylvania,
I guess. All right, well, you know, you guys brought up a lot of good information, and, you know, John mentioned, you know, that we're under Marxist attack. Well, you know what? It is time for everybody to get off the couch, quit eating tater chips, and quit being sheeple, people. We need to get up there and start retaliating and making a difference in everything that we do, because our country is at stake as we speak. And, you know, speaking of the protest of the the prisoners that are put in place. I pulled this article up earlier, and I thought it would be a good one to start because you guys pretty much opened the door to it. So I'm just going to go ahead and give you this story, and it's off Becker News. So protesters shut down rally for Jan 6 political prisoners. And they chased a Republican blocks away from federal buildings. So this is unperceivable, guys. This is unacceptable, and I cannot believe that we're being run by this communist government, this installed government, this Joe Bama guy. I don't know who this guy is. I don't think he knows who he is. But anyway, this story is about just what you guys pretty much mentioned, the political prisoners that's being locked up in Washington, D.C. On Tuesday, Rep. Margie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Louie Gohmert, and Paul Gasser held a news conference outside the Justice Department. The Republican House members were protesting at the treatment of the political prisoners being held indefinitely in connection with January 6th attack on the Capitol. There were no attack. What is wrong with these people? Everybody can see it. We all know it's a fraud, just like this election process. And speaking of that, I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, counter-protesters subsequently crashed their press conference carrying signs such as traitor, rapist, sit down, and pedophiles for Trump. One of these counter-protesters even blew a whistle during the press conference. So they're trying to disrupt it in every way they can. They ain't none hurts me so bad as people being mistreated for fraudulent incompetence altogether when these people are being held like this. And who knows what they've done to them already. Anyway, the story goes on to these guys are blowing the whistle. We are not deterred, Green said, and also anyone that hears being an activist and yelling today here is a statement that I need everyone to understand. We will not back down. We will not stop asking questions. We are looking for the truth, she continued, and we believe that the truth can be found by reaching out and answering and asking the right questions to the right people. Shortly thereof, the unidentified man who appeared to be holding back the protesters put the end to the event. The left is interrupting the press conference. We need to end it, the man declared. When the Republican lawmakers ended the event, the counter-protesters even fired them away from the Justice Department, badgering them and harassing them. The Republicans had merely gathered to draw attention to the apparent injustice being carried out against January 6th political prisoners. Republican Paul Gasser explained the reason for the events were disrupting reports that some prisoners were being abused and held in solitary confinement for as long as 23 hours a day. I, too, am happy to join my Republican colleagues and determine answers in that this is very troubling reports, and the Joe Bama administration and Justice Department are mistreating nonviolent prisoners in connection to January 6th, he said. So the story continues, guys, and we all need to be raising our voice and telling each and every one of our governors, our senators, call everyone you know and get on the air and quit dang being pussyfooting around about dang voicing your opinion. This the SEC is already gone rogue as well as everybody else in this dang government. So it's time to retaliate and make a stand, because our country is doomed if we don't. Alright, let's see. And I wanted to bring up this real quick. This Dominion voting machine company, how can we ever have a fair election when we know that Dominion is owned by China? How can we have a legitimate voting process anymore? We won't have an election in 2022, and they're spending like $6.17 million up front for machines in Ohio. And my God, guys, what the hell? What's going on here with all these Dominion voting machines?
I think, and I wanted to give you a price tag. The county is being charged $6.17 million up front. Purchase includes ex-voting, 1,450 voting machines at $3,500 each. Three stands for them, $350, $25,000 each for mail-in and paper ballot scanners, tabulation machines, $17,000, software to run the equipment. Well, this is China software to begin with, $170,000 for this. And the ballots, and it goes on, the list continues. We can do paper ballots cheaper. What the hell is wrong with this country? Everybody needs to wake up and start doing it. Well, anyway, this is KZ4ZXC and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. So, Bob, sorry I'm getting a little uptight about this, but it is just infuriating me. And we all need to start acting out now and making our voices heard, or we ain't going to have no voice left. I wonder how many people's out here. I know I'm preaching to the choir with the Liberty Net, but I will say this much. We need to wake the rest of the country up. And if it don't happen soon, Obama-Biden border crossers, these illegals, are nothing but their army. And they're going to take over our jobs, our stores, our life. They're probably going to get ready to move in our home as soon as they pull the kill switch on everybody that's been vaccinated, in my book. But that's a hypothetical situation. I ain't going to hold it any longer, Bob, but thanks for running the net. And this is KG4ZXC. Back to you, sir.
Thank you, Jesse. KG4ZX in the sea. I saw last night on Newsmax, they were showing some 3,000 border runners were under a bridge, and the border patrol had stopped them and detained them, but the processing center of that particular area would only accommodate 600, and there was over 3,000 immigrants that had run across the border, and they were sitting under a high-level bridge. It's just overwhelming our Border Patrol officers. It's overwhelming our country. It's so sad. And Sleepy Sloppy Sippy Cop Joe and Kamala Harris, they ain't doing a thing. They're like encouraging it to tragedy. Thank you, sir. KI4JCZ, Mr. Mike in South Carolina. I'm back to you. Over. Mr. Mike, KI4JCZ, do you have a copy? I am back to you for round number two.
He must have bailed, Bob.
All righty, I will show him bailed. Let me go back up to Andy. Your signal was kind of weak. Maybe we've got a better signal on you now, Mr. Andy and Burton. Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar, Mr. Andy and Burton.
Okay.
Why,
states like Texas are taking things in their own hands. You know, you can't have people running amok. Not be wondering, why is there an influx of people coming across the southern border? I mean, this has been going on for the last year. Why is it
Andy, 73, it's good to hear from you. Your signal was a little bit better that time. God bless you. Have a good day tomorrow. AB8MOKJY. Down to Mr. Russ. KK4WX, Mr. Russ, I hope your storms have passed. And I'm back to you, sir, for round number two.
Okay, Bob, KA8JOY in the Liberty Net. It is. KK4WX in southern Georgia, and looks like the lightning slowly moving out of the area, which is a good thing, so maybe we can make a little bit more of a more comfortable transmission this time. I've got just a few things that I wanted to pass on to folks. I don't know they know or where to get their sources and all of this for this information on this COVID. There's been reports of the so-called Delta variant going around, and the Delta variant from my sources that I have been lucky enough to hear is a very, very mild case of COVID. So I don't think I would get all too worried about the Delta variant of the COVID. But anyway, it's the same protocols that work for all the others is going to work for this. And I'm going to give you a website that you can go to, and you can read the protocols for yourself. There's a couple there. Now, one of them is your just a regular daily protocol of supplement vitamins that you can take, and it acts as a prophylactic to help protect you against catching COVID. You can do that, which I do. The one thing that it has, and I've got it, but I don't take it on a regular basis. I'm saving it because if I happen to come down with something, I start getting the symptoms and this and that, then I'll probably start the regimen and take the what's known as ivermectin. Ivermectin is a drug that's been around a long, long time. It's proven. It's very, very safe. And I've got testimonies from many physicians that will testify to the fact that ivermectin is a very, very safe drug. So you can get ivermectin from your physician if you want to get the human form. Of course, they sell it at Tractor Supply and all these other veterinary supplies, but they sell it in a liquid form that comes in an injectable bottle. Now, I'm not going to tell you to do that, but I do know a physician that I heard say that some of his I don't know if you call them patients or people that he knows was reporting to him that they are taking the ivermectin in that form. This is an injectable form, but they're not injecting it. What they do, I think it's 1 cc 1 cc per 110 pound of body weight, but they're taking it orally. Now, whether or not they're taking that and putting it in a glass of water or whatever have you, but, you know, you got to figure, well, if you weigh 150 pounds, well, then you take one cc and a half. So I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just saying this is reports I heard. But you can get the ivermectin in a human dosage for humans in a pill form, and you can get it from your drugstore, CVS Pharmacy or wherever. But you've got to have a prescription from your doctor. Now, if you don't have a prescription, you can go on America's Frontline Doctor's website and you can get a teleconference with, get online and get a teleconference with a physician who will get you a prescription for ivermectin. Now, here is the protocol that everybody should be taking. This is a prevention protocol. There's a little bit of a difference than the early outpatient protocol, but both protocols are on this website, and if you want to write it down, I'm thinking to give it to you. I may have already given it to you once before, but it's all one word, so it's all lowercase. It's called COVID, that's COVID, and the number 19, and then the word critical, spelled CRITICAL, and then the word care, CARE.com. Now, I'll repeat that. That's COVID-19 Critical Care.com. COVID-19, and the 19 is, of course, the number 19, not spelled out. COVID-19 Critical Care.com. All one word, lowercase. And you'll see something there. If you look good enough, it'll have something called the Eye Mask Plus. Eye Mask Plus. And that's where you'll click on it, click on that link, and it'll take you to this protocol. But it's got an ivermectin protocol in with this prevention protocol, and then it says vitamin D3. You should take vitamin D3, 1,000 to 3,000 IU a day. IU, I don't know that's measured, what they measured the unit with on vitamin D3. That's 1,000 to 3,000 IU a day. Vitamin C, you need anywhere from 500 to 1,000 mg, I guess that's milligrams, twice a day. That's 500 to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And then there's something here that's called quercetin. Quercetin. You can find that on Amazon. If you're wondering where is that, get it on Amazon. I'll spell it for you. That's Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. I'm going to give that to you phonetically so you'll know you have it. There's Quebec Uniform Echo Romeo Charlie Echo Tango India Tango. I mean India November, excuse me. November on the end of the word. Quercetin is 250 milligrams per day. And then you need zinc. Zinc is 30 to 40 milligrams a day. 30 to 40 milligrams a day. And then what's called melatonin. Melatonin's pretty easy to get. You get it at Walmart and most any other. You get it on. You get all this stuff on Amazon, believe it or not. You don't even have to get out of the house. So melatonin, 6 mg milligrams before bedtime. So it can cause you to get drowsy. But this is the preventative protocol. They're saying, many of the doctors are saying, you do this protocol, you probably will never even get, you probably will never get COVID, but even if you do, you certainly won't have a very severe reaction to it or whatever. You'll have a very mild case of it. And then they got an early outpatient protocol. That's if you get COVID, you've got it. There's another protocol, and there's a little bit more. It's pretty much the same thing, but there's a couple others that's added to it, and I won't go over it here with you tonight. But you can go to this website, and you can find this information for yourself. And just because you've had the vaccine, don't think you won't get COVID again, because the damn vaccine is not going to protect you. You better understand that. There's people that have taken the vaccine, so-called vaccine. It's a damn jab. That's what it is. It's a jab, a shot. That's nothing more. This is KK4WXRID. And our government is misleading us. All of the TV networks are misleading us. And you're going to find very, very few sources that's going to tell you the truth. But this frontline critical care doctors are the ones that are going to try to lead you in the right direction. They've even testified, Dr. Pierre Corey has testified before the Senate hearing committee. But they don't want to hear what he's got to say. They know they've got a cure for this, but they don't want it for some reason. They've got a more sinister reason for you to get the jab. So go figure. I don't know, but anyway, you can find all of this on COVID-19criticalcare.com. They haven't removed it yet, or it's on its own website. So, but you won't be able to, if you Google any of this or search it on a search engine, you won't find nothing. If you don't believe me, try it. Big Tech is censoring all of this information. Facebook, YouTube, you name it, they're all censoring this. Google, they're not letting you. The only way you might find this is to use DuckDuckGo search engine, and then you might find it. But other than that, you're not going to find it. So, Bob, I guess that's about it for right now. I hope I'm being heard. And according to my friend up there in Pennsylvania, Bill, KO4FE, says I got a pretty loud signal. So, Bill, you got a real loud signal down here in the south, huh? I tell you what, you're making waves down here and doing a good job of it, as always. And you got a beautiful sounding audio. Now, my audio's not sounding too good, but it's not my station's fault. It's because I've got this coarse throat that I've had ever since I caught this COVID back in 2020. I caught COVID, and my son brought it home, and of course, it didn't affect him too bad. You know, that's the one thing. This disease is a virus, whatever you want to call it. It's a bioweapon that was created by the Chinese. I don't know why people can't understand that, but it's a bioweapon, and its target is the elderly or people who've got underlying health problems or conditions, and also anybody that's in the latter half of their life or whatever, from age 50 on, that's the ones who are really suffering from this. The young people, there's no sense in them being, why are they giving them the shot? Why are they giving them the jab, the vaccine, when you've got over a 99, almost 100% recovery rate. There's been absolutely no young people hardly ever died from this COVID. But yet, how many children have had problems and even died because of the vaccine? It's causing a lot of problems, folks. So I urge you to go to this website that I've given you and go get yourself some vitamin D3, some vitamin C, and vitamin zinc, and get on that regimen and take it regularly. And you will be okay. Now, these people that have taken this jab and shot, you're not out of the woods. Look at all the Democrats that took the shot. They got on a plane. They went to they went up there, and they were out of Texas. They went up there to Washington D.C. and just to keep from having to vote and have a quorum on that voting bill, the voting bill that they were going to tighten up the voting down there in Texas. So they thought they would get away with it going up to Washington, D.C., where they couldn't have a quorum. But these same people, they had the vaccine, and guess what? Five or six of them came back and had the COVID again. So they caught it all over again. Folks, this jab is not worth a crap. It's not going to help you. So back to you, Bob, K-A-8-J-O-Y. This is K-4-W-X in Southern Georgia. Over.
Thank you, Russ, in Southern Georgia. K-4-W-X, good talk. Appreciate your input. Let me jump down to Mr. Frank, Whiskey 2, G-I-O. Mr. Frank, what do you have to say from Fishkill on round number 2?
Okay, W2GIO in good old Fishpatch, Fishkill, New York. All right, let me just see if I'm putting out as much power as I could be here. I guess so, it looks all right. Anyhow, yes. You know, it's very interesting. I just was thinking about something. And, you know, these voting machines are called Dominion. And I said, wait a minute. You know, there's something really interesting about that word. And as a believer, I can take dominion over a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. And I started looking up. I went to a website called Point, P-O-I-N-T-E, P-O-I-N-T-E.info. And I was reading about the title, it's Time to Take Dominion. And and I know about this, except I said to myself, you know, I think it's time to take dominion over the and command the release of the June 6th prisoners. And also I command that all election fraud be exposed and punished, and those involved repent. And that's my dominion, my command here for today. And oh, by the way, there is good news that God loves us, and I am going to sleep. See you guys Wednesday. W2GIO.
All righty, Mr. Frank. It's always good to hear you. Yes, it's interesting the word dominion was used on those machines. And thank you for your words that God does love us. 73, have a good sleep and enjoy your Sunday. Another Lord's Day. So let me move to Mr. Mo. AD0RSA, Mr. Mo, are you listening? Over. Nothing heard from Mr. Mo, so if you do hear me, 73, God bless you, sir. I'm sorry our band is not as cooperative. Mr. Clint, K-C-8-E-H-R. Mr. Clint, are you there for round number 2?
Check in.
Go ahead, check in.
Okay, thank you. Bob, put my name on there, NCROQ. I appreciate it. I didn't hear Clint, by the way.
Alrighty, I've got you on the list. Let me move down to Mr. Bob in the state of Georgia, a brother from another frequency. N8DCF, he's made some interesting comments in the AIM. Mr. Bob, it's your turn.
Hey, Robert, you got a copy on me?
I do have a copy on you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, I've been wandering around the house here with a little room with the office. Anyway, a lot of good topics on there tonight. A lot of information out there tonight. I see some opinions on that thing. And I'm trying to sit back and wait and see how people respond. So far, they're disappointed. Anyway, I'm not real hungry. I got to finish up some things here and call it a night, but if you can hear a little bit of it in the morning, and looking forward to another meeting later on that we're not broadcasting, but good to hear everybody, and been enjoying listening to what everybody's got to say.
Alrighty, Bob, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. I will hopefully hear you tomorrow night down the band. I'm the moderator at 9 o'clock. So, N8DCF, thank you, sir. KHOY. Let me go to Mr. Larry. I'm already to you there, Larry. N4ROQ, hope things are well at your household. I'm passing the frequency to you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for running the net, by the way. There's a lot of problems down in Texas with all these illegals coming in, and a lot of them are causing a lot of COVID-19 problems coming in. They're turning them loose, and they're just overwhelming our border guards, and they're just coming right on in. There's just no stopping them. But this article that I'm reading is the Texas Governor Greg Abbott is having problems with the Department of Justice. Got a lawsuit against him for using the Texas Highway Patrol of picking up these illegals. I'll read the article here as much as I can. It says, Texas Governor Greg Abbott accuses Biden of creating constitutional crisis after Department of Justice lawsuit. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott accused President Joe Biden of starting a constitutional crisis after being sued over his order directing state troopers to pull over vehicles suspected of containing undocumented migrants. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Texas over Abbott's executive order on Friday. So this is the Biden administration. The Department of Justice is filed a lawsuit against Texas Abbott, the governor, for trying to do their job, for trying to pull over and stop these illegals from coming in. Within hours, Abbott issued a statement insisting that his order was aimed at protecting public health amid the COVID-19 pandemic, while vowing that he has no intention of abdicating his responsibility to protecting the people of Texas. The Biden administration has created a constitutional crisis between the federal government and the state of Texas, Abbott said. This stems from the Biden administration's refusal to enforce immigration laws and allow illegal immigrants with COVID-19 to enter our country. Abbott acknowledged or alleged that the administration normally imports COVID-19 into Texas from across the border while maintaining that the president abdicated his authority to protect and uphold our nation's sovereignty. Until President Biden and his administration do their job to enforce the laws of our nation and protect Americans, the state of Texas will continue to step up to to protect our communities and uphold the rule of law, Abbott continued. While issuing his order on Wednesday, Abbott said that the dramatic rise in unlawful border crossings has also led to a dramatic rise in COVID-19 cases among unlawful migrants who have made their way into Texas. I have to go back. The text of the order repeatedly blasts Biden's actions and praises former President Donald Trump for having taken action to protect Americans from COVID-19 by rapidly expelling migrants who could carry the disease across the border. Attorney General Merrick Garland sent Abbott a letter on Thursday arguing that a governor's order violates federal law in numerous respects. Garland threatened to take legal action to ensure that Texas does not interfere with the functions of the federal government if Abbott did not withdraw the order. Abbott replied in a letter on Friday telling Garland that his order does not interfere with the federal government and warning that the arguments in your letter indicate that the state of Texas and the federal government face a constitutional crisis. The lawsuit filed a short time later asserts that Abbott's order is preempted by federal law, explaining that it violates the Supremacy Clause and the Doctrine of Intergovernmental Immunity and therefore is invalid, null, and void. N4ROQ. States have no authority to interfere with the United States' broad, undoubted power over the subject of immigration by impairing the United States' release of individuals and the ability of those individuals to comply with federal immigration law, the complaint reads. Now, this is coming from the Department of Justice. So, we've got a problem up here in the White House and in the doing of this. They don't want these the migrants stopped. They want to completely just let them go and go all over the United States. As most states' cases of COVID-19 have been increasing in Texas, however, there does not appear to be any evidence showing that migrants are causing the rise, and this is from the federal government. What cases are not surging in Texas as much as some other states? The state is involved third in terms of percentage of residents who are fully vaccinated against the virus. So, anyway, the federal government wants these people to come in. I even saw where Pelosi is asking for illegals to work in the Capitol or in the administration with the Democrats. Illegals to work up there. So, I mean, we have got a major problem. Everybody knows it. So we've got to stop these illegals from coming in, and Abbott and DeSantis from Florida are our best bet along the border to help out the Republican governors, and they're trying to do their best. So we'll stop it right there. Thanks for running that again, and back to you there, KA8JOY from N4ROQ on the Liberty.
Mr. Larry, thank you for joining us tonight, and for you, KJY. I'm going to jump up to the top and start the 73 round. I'm going to finish off this article about why the Epoch Times is defending America. There's four more paragraphs. The Epoch Times motto is truth and tradition. It strives to provide news free of an agenda. Independent of corporation or partisan interests, the Epoch Times seeks to provide its readers with the facts. If Americans are given the facts about U.S. principles and history, they will understand how to evaluate our current situation. The Epoch Times also recognizes the wisdom and beauty in the tradition of the world's greatest civilization. Respecting tradition, the Epoch Times stands on firm ground when it criticizes and rejects the revolutionary doctrines of socialism and communism. If Americans seek, for instance, to understand the wisdom of our founders, they will find a profound alternative to the confusion of the moment. Defending America will feature events, special editions, documentaries, and puzzle contests that both engage and instruct. By reminding Americans of the promise of our nation, we hope to give our fellow citizens the confidence they need to help our country back to a sound cause. We hope Americans will join the effort by spreading the word about our programs and publications to their friends and family. I do think it's interesting when you hear especially our left politicians, Joe Biden especially, talks about our democracy. But yet, when you listen to people like Marjorie Greene and that, they mention and reflect, we are a republic, a democratic republic, a representative republic, I'm sorry. And sleepy, sloppy, sippy cop Joe does not like to use that word. So, with that being said, I'm at the top of the list, the 73 round. I'm back to Mr. Bill. KO4FE, Mr. Bill, what are your final thoughts? Over.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Bob, well, once again, thanks for running the net. And, you know, the check-ins keep improving, it seems. Even if they're coming in a little late after the net starts, that's okay. Nobody's complaining. Glad to have them here. So, anyway, you know, one of the problems, and we've rehashed this this situation over the years, is these Republicans, you know, they're just part of the system. They make you sick. You can't rely on them. They're always, you know, taking the wrong side on every important issue, and you wonder how they even get elected. Well, anyway, here's another example. Gateway Pundit. GOP senator says he's grateful for Ashley Babbitt's killer. Insists what he calls criminal Babbitt was warned before she was shot dead in cold blood. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota, joined Jay Thomas on the Jay Thomas Show on Tuesday, took questions from local callers. During the conversation, Senator Cramer was asked by a caller about Ashley Babbitt and her killer, Lieutenant Mike Byrne. Senator Cramer refused to identify the killer, but said he was grateful for the officer's action. Senator Cramer then lied and said Ashley Babbitt was warned by police before she was shot in an ambush. This is a bold-faced lie. The officer hid in the shadows, did not utter a word, and then shot Ashley Babbitt in the neck as she climbed through a window. She was unarmed and was not a threat. Lieutenant Mike Byrd then slinked away after murdering Babbitt in cold blood. It appears Senator Cramer believes it's acceptable to shoot Trump supporters dead without warning who are unarmed and pose no serious threat. National File reported, said, I'm quite sure that this is my gut feeling. Everyone knows the name of the guy that shot her, the caller said, before asking Cramer to be the one to leak his name. Cramer asked the caller, why would I do that? The caller replied that the American people have a right to know. Still refusing to name the officer who killed Babbitt, Cramer told the caller that Babbitt was a, quote, criminal, unquote, who was shot for the crime of not complying with officers before again questioning why the American people would need to know the name of the so-called innocent officer, and eventually claiming that even he, as a United States senator, has no idea who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. The person that shot her is a police officer shooting a criminal, not complying with officers telling her, stop, don't come through that window, we have guns drawn, don't do it. Cramer said, they're protecting people, and the officer was found to be innocent of any wrongdoing. So then what would be the purpose of releasing the officer's name? Why would you need to know his name? I don't need to know it. I don't know it. Why would you need to know it? Kramer continued, refusing to give in to caller and press. Kramer drawing comparisons to other highly publicized police shootings, in which regardless of whether or not the officer was charged with any wrongdoing, their names were released to the public. He said, for crying out loud, if you shoot an illegal alien, we're going to know who that officer's name, that caller told Kramer. This is a police officer that shot someone in our capital, and his name is being withheld. Still, Kramer backed the move not to release the officer's name, telling the caller that he would look into what laws surrounding the decision before remarking that he is grateful for the officer that shot Babbitt. I'm just grateful for someone, for the person, quite honestly, Kramer said as the call ended. So, anyway, this cuck needs to be voted out. He's just part of the establishment. Just another Mitt Romney clone, he sounds like. Here we go, another Hunter Biden back in the news. I mean, this a laptop just keeps going. Here's the headline, another weekend at the Bidens. Video emerges of Hunter Biden whining to his girlfriend and dead brother's widow over recent rehab while smoking crack. Yeah, he's sitting there smoking a crack pipe. It's a video. I don't even know why he videos these things. But they came off his laptop, and definitely him, and the video's clear. Anyway, it says a new video emerged of Hunter Biden from the infamous laptop from hell, where he is seen whining to his girlfriend, a dead brother's widow, over recent rehab while smoking crack. He went to rehab and he's sitting there smoking crack. The conversation centers around Maureen Dowd's New York Times op-ed drama on the Biden family. Hunter seen whining with Haley Biden over his recent drug rehab. He is seen lighting up a crack pipe during the conversation. His eyeballs look like saucers. Bo Biden died in May of 2015. The op-ed was published in February of 2019. Hunter was reportedly dating his brother's widow, Hallie, before he died. So he was cheating on his wife's, with his brother's wife while his brother was still alive. I thought that his brother was dead. But I guess he was banging his brother's wife before he died. Anyway, it says just another scene from the Biden crime family, and then it shows a picture. Oh, God, this guy looks horrible. So anyway, this is what we got. This is the family. We got the first family. We got a senile, sippy cup, dope cuck as president, and we got a crack-smoking, corrupt, Chinese-dealing son with videos all over the internet of him with prostitutes, smoking crack, masturbating. It's ridiculous. I mean, if Joe Biden was any kind of a father, he'd disown this dirtbag. I mean, Lord knows he's caused enough embarrassment to his family. I mean, I don't even know why they even acknowledge him unless they're all rotten, which I suspect that's probably the case. So anyway, 73 is to everyone that checked in. Thanks for running the net, Bob. And we'll see everybody Wednesday night. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. KO4FE, KHOY. I will comment, I've watched the video many times. I understand it's from a Black Lives Matter supporter of the Ashley Babbitt shooting, and you can clearly see there are three USCP officers behind her in that lobby area. They're not stopping her. They're not intervening. They're not yelling to her to stop trying to enter that window door area. And then the lieutenant that's inside, you never hear any command. You see his arm push out with his cufflinked shirt, which I think that's interesting, and he fires. There was no warning. Over.
Yeah, Roger, and, you know, he could have hit anybody in that crowd. He could have even killed one of his fellow officers.
Yeah, there's something wrong with this, but boy, they avoid it. But look at the way they tried to crucify the Columbus, Ohio officer that in 14 seconds after he got on the scene, he had a male and female fighting on the devil strip, and then another black female went to stab and gut another black female, and he fired and stopped the killing. And they crucified him, and that was justifiable, so it is wrong. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Bill. Appreciate you being with us. KO4FB, KJLY. Let me jump down to John for the 73 round in Cleveland, Tennessee. N4XYC. Mr. John, what are your final thoughts? Over. Nothing heard. Mr. Frank in Toronto, Ontario, who has apparently signed. That takes me to Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX in the C. Mr. Jesse, your final thoughts. Over.
Hey, very good, Bob. And the 70-night looting at this is KG4ZXC. Once again, out of the Verdifraud state of Pennsylvania. And let's see, what do I have to sum it up for the evening? Well, just a quick comment on Mr. Bill's input. Well, actually, Babbitt did not come in through a window for one. And it clearly shows it in the video that the person coming in the window had a red hat, but it was not actually Babbitt. And the Lieutenant Michael Leroy Byrd, you know, he should have been taken and reprimanded and locked up for murder, because not only was he completely in the wrong. For one, he didn't think about the target other than her when he had multiple Capitol Police standing behind her. So the woman only had a backpack. I tell you, God bless her and her family and all the people that's going through the scrutiny of being political prisoners. I'm going to tell you, if we don't stand up and fight for these people, who's going to fight for us when it comes down to it? The line is in the sand, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we got to be aware of right here and now. I ain't going to get sentimental here, but everybody needs to be aware of it. Anyway, one more last thing. Off of Gateway Pundit, Senator Doug Mastrania says, Pennsylvania Senate Committee will issue subpoenas after three county rejects forensic audit request. So Pennsylvania Senator Doug Mastrania told One American News this week that he will be asking Pennsylvania Senate Intergovernmental Operation Committee he chairs to issue subpoenas to compel counties to cooperate in the efforts of the investigation of 2020 election. On Friday, the counties to talk Tioga County and Philadelphia declined to participate in the Senate forensic audit. Well, what are they hiding, right? Anyway, Mysterio joined American News Network earlier this week to discuss the mafia tactics by the state leaders to threaten the county that may participate in the forensic audit. So hopefully something good may come out of this finally for Pennsylvania.
Hey, well, thanks, Bob. I'm going to leave it at that, and thanks for running the net. It is a pleasure being here tonight and hearing everybody in. Great comments from everybody all the way around, and we appreciate everybody who's checked in tonight. All right, I'll stick around to the end, Bob, and we'll send it back up to you. Out in the Verde Fraud State of Pennsylvania, this is KG4ZX NSC and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. More like Sunday Morning Liberty Net now. Back to K8JOY. Thanks for running the net, Bob.
Thank you much, Sir Jesse, KG4ZX NSC. And just to let everybody know, we had a pretty good night, 13 seconds, so that's really nice. Mr. Larry was our last one. Let's see, Mr. Andy has signed ABAMO, so that takes me to Mr. Russell in Southern Georgia. KK4WX, Mr. Russ, what are your final thoughts? Over.
Okay, Mr. Bob, KAAJOY from KK4WX here in Southern Georgia. I don't have much else to say tonight. I guess I about said all that I wanted to, but did want to comment that Bill's comments I enjoyed. He really brought up an interesting subject about that Ashley Bamet. It's just an absolute disgrace of what's going on in our capital, our nation's capital. And it's totally just unbelievable how they would keep all these people locked up in jail. I don't know how many of you know about it, but there's a lot of the people who were marching in that rally on January 6th, and they're locked up and being interrogated, and just I've heard some awful things. I really can't repeat them all, but it sounded like torture. Basically, they're doing to people and getting them to take the rap and to plead guilty for crimes that they didn't commit, plead guilty for felony charges and stuff. So, you know, you get convicted of a felony, then you lose your voting privileges, you lose everything. So, lose your rights, basically, as being a U.S. citizen. Can't even ever have a firearm again or whatever. So, this Ashley Babbitt murder is what it was. And why they're covering that up, I don't know. It might have a lot to do with what that gentleman said earlier tonight about Marxism. And I think we've got a bunch of Marxists. Folks, we got problems with our learning institutions, our universities and colleges and schools right on from the very beginning. They're teaching our kids this critical race theory and teaching them all kind of a Marxist type of thoughts and whatnot. And if we don't do something about it, we've got to go back to the schools and reverse this line of thought, this capital culture. We want to take down anything and everything that's got to do with our heroes, our people in our past that we've honored and whatnot. And they just want to take that away from us. And if anybody whatsoever was involved with anything at all with the advancement of this country, and they were white, especially if they were white, it seems to me like they want to make you think, well, that's evil, that's bad. So we've got a lot of things we need to turn around, and we
We need to turn it around. It's going to take a lot of people like the people here on the Liberty Net to stand up against this tyranny. And who knows, it may take more than just standing up, if you know what I mean. So with that, Bob, I'll give it back to you. I enjoyed the men. I enjoyed everybody's comments, and I look forward to maybe seeing you again here next Saturday night, or I don't think I'll be here Wednesday night, but we'll certainly try to be here again next Saturday night. K-A-H-J-O-Y. This is K-4-W-X, Southern Georgia.
Thank you, Russ. It's always a pleasure to hear you. It's a pleasure to each and every person that participates, but it's good to hear you from Southern Georgia. So KK4WX, KAJOY. I know Mr. Frank, Whiskey2GIO, signed off. I'm going to yell out to Mr. Moe one more time. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, do you copy? Over. Nothing heard. Mr. Clint stepped away from the radio. He sent me a text, but I think he's here for the 73 round. Mr. Clint, KC8EHR, what are your final thoughts? Over. Mr. Clint, thank you. And yes, that is the same what's going on over in Cuba. And I did hear that Sippy Cap Joe has placed sanctions on Cuba. I don't really know what that entails, so I've got to look that up a little bit more. And maybe I'll touch on that on Wednesday. So thank you, sir. God bless. And you're right. Keep the faith. K-C-H-E-H-R, K-J-O-Y. I think Bob signed from Georgia. Let me just check. NATCF, KJY, did you clear? Yes, I believe he did, because I see on the net logger it says, we'll talk later, 73 to everyone. So Mr. Bob has left the building like Elvis. That leaves me with Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Mr. Larry, your final thoughts, over.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Here's an article that I wanted to bring out about the COVID positive migrants that they're releasing along the border. You know, this is just a power grab with all this mask, and you got to take your vaccine, you got to take your shot, and then even though you're still catching the virus, COVID-19 with the shot, it's all a farce. You can still pass it on when you catch it. It's all for control. They want to be able to tell you you have to wear a mask and you have to get your shot or you can't work for the government. Here's an article. Border Patrol union official warns COVID positive migrants being released into U.S. day in and day out. Border Patrol agent claims DHS released migrants with COVID into border towns. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera on rising coronavirus cases among migrants and how the Department of Homeland Security is dealing with the issue. A top Border Patrol Union official is warning that agents are having to release COVID-positive migrants into U.S. day in, day out amid the ongoing crisis at the border, which also has Border Patrol agents worried about their own health. Not everyone we encounter we test, only those that exhibit some type of symptoms, and not everybody has symptoms that has it. Chris Cabrera, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, said Saturday on Fox News Live. Border Patrol agents in Rio Grande Valley apprehend more than 800 migrants in 24 hours, and we're releasing people out of the door day in and day out with actual positive tests for COVID, and more heads keep popping up. Cabrera also warned the head sector alone has seen 20,000 apprehensions of migrants at the border, with 2,000 to 3,000 every day just in the area. And that doesn't take into consideration who are evading overwhelmed Border Patrol agents. As a result, Cabrera warned that a number of agents have been quarantined or are sick with the virus. We have a lot of agents quarantined right now. To add to our problem, on top of agents who are sick with COVID, so we're concerned about catching in ourselves, we're concerned about our families, co-workers, that just seems everyone turning a blind eye to it. Let's see. Biden administration resumes fast-track deportation flight for migrants denied asylum. So they must be turning a few people down. Ludicrous from Dems to talk immigration reform. Big. See, more than 188,000 migrants were encountered in June alone, taking the number of migrants entering the fiscal year to more than 1 million, while more than 100,000 of those resulted in expulsions under Title 42 Public Health Protections.
The U.S. is releasing many migrants, including family units, into the U.S. That has sparked anger from governors and local officials in states affected, who are concerned about the potential spread of COVID at a time when the Biden administration is warning about the effects of Delta variant. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered state troopers to pull over vehicles transporting migrants as a way to prevent the spread of COVID-19. In turn, the Justice Department has sued Texas, having claimed the move was dangerous. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security this week resumed flights to Central America for migrants. Cabrera, meanwhile, warned that Border Patrol agents are struggling with the crisis, which showed only increases in numbers at the border each month. Manpower is very low, we're stretched very thin, and it's difficult when the administration doesn't care what's going on down here, he said. Adam Shaw is a reporter covering U.S. and European policy or politics for Fox News. He can be reached with a Fox address. Anyway, the Biden administration is letting flow through, COVID or no COVID, asylum or no asylum. They're coming in. They're overwhelmed. It's all a power grab. It's all wanting to tell you got to take this poison shot. And it does say possibly cancer or autoimmune diseases. You don't even need to be worried about a shot. You've got hydrochloroquine and other the one that Russ mentioned. Ivermectin is also great, and remdesivir, but those first two are very reasonable price. Remdesivir is thousands and thousands of dollars, but the insurance has to get in on paying that. So why would you want to take a vaccine, you know, when you've got all these medicines that just help you right out? You're supposed to. You've had it once. I think I've had it once already. Very little effect on me. Just a little tired for a couple of days. Didn't slow me down that much. If I take all this crap and take a chance on this poison that they put in there affecting me forever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, back to you there, Bob. Enjoying it. Larry in Tennessee, K-A-A-J-O-Y.
All righty, Larry, thank you for your thoughts on that, especially about those medications. The ivermectin seems to be the one to grab a hold of and maybe have it in your inventory for your prepper bag. So, thank you. Appreciate it. And for ROQ, before I close the net, do I have any final thoughts from anyone? I'll check with you one more time. This is KJY. Nothing heard, so thank you for everyone that joined us tonight. Some have already signed, but those who haven't, definitely a three-hour Liberty Net. That's pretty cool. And a total of 13 participants. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabas a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Byrne, K8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3DBA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYD, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and lastly, KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. May God bless each and every one of you that has joined us tonight, and thank you. This is KAHJOY for the Liberty Net. I'll be clear.
Hey, very good, Bob, and thank you for running the net tonight, and thanks everyone who checked in tonight, and all you shortwave listeners. 73s and Mr. Larry, good to hear you, sir, and hope you and your family is doing well, and everybody have a great night, and good night to all the ships at sea, and one more thing. God save this great country because we need it more than ever. Thank you, Bob, and everyone on the net. KG4ZXE, 73's off.
Roger, roger, and I want to thank Mr. Paul for making the recording. It's always a pleasure, Paul, that you do this each and every week for us. So thank you, sir. Best of regards to you, and God bless. Hey, JLY.
Good job, Bob.